sure why, but every few years, the subject of final classes in PHP becomes a hot-button issue. I remember the community as a whole discussing it in 2014, and then a couple years later, it cropped its head again, and now, 2019, as I record this, it's all over Twitter. So let's consider it, review the pros, maybe the cons, and then decide if it's something worth implementing in your own projects. All right, a quick overview so we're all on the same page. A final class is a class that may not be extended. So as you know, by default, PHP classes can be extended as much as you want. However, if you add the word final before your class declaration, that will, so to speak, lock it down from inheritance. Now, one argument or one view would say all of your PHP classes should default to final. And in fact, update your IDE or your snippet or your template to ensure whenever you create a new class, it automatically has that final keyword applied. So let's talk about it. And in fact, I think there's some reasonable arguments on both sides of this conversation. So an argument in favor of making all classes final by default would be we want to encourage users to favor composition over inheritance. And one way to do that is to simply force it. If you make your class final, the user, whether it's someone else on your team or somebody across the world who's using a project of yours from GitHub, they have no choice. They now have to favor composition to override or change or tweak whatever functionality they need to. So the argument would be, by making this class final, I'm nudging you, or really, I'm pushing you in the right direction. I'm pushing you towards what you should probably be doing in the first place. That, at least, is the argument. Here's another, maybe more technical argument. As some see it, when you make a class inheritable, and really, you don't have to do anything to make the class inheritable, you just create it, because that's its default nature. But anyways, a class like this is almost like an advertisement to the outside world that says, this class is meant to be extended. Or in other words, because it's not marked as final, well, it can be extended, so you're letting the world know, hey, if you need to, go ahead and extend this. It's almost like you're encouraging it, again, as the argument goes. I don't want to nudge you too much in either direction here, so I'm just presenting the arguments. Think about that. What do you think? Are you advertising to the outside world that it's meant to be extended? Are you encouraging it? What do you think? How about another argument? This one a little more pragmatic and understandable. Let's say you have a class you wrote that is part of a package that is distributed through GitHub or Composer. Now, you don't have an official public API for this class. So there's no interface there. You really just have an implicit public interface, which is a handful of public methods there. But as we may know, or as you may not know, simply having public methods on a class doesn't make that your public API. At least not fully. Now, it often does overlap that way, but you can imagine situations where you make a method on a class public, not for the user, but more for you, maybe so another section of your code base can call that method. But it's really not anything that's meant to be exposed or advertised to the outside world as part of the public interface. It's just something you had to do in order to access the method. So often what people will do is they will resort to annotations on the methods, maybe at symbol API. And if you put this above each method that's part of your public interface, you've now made it clear what your public API is. And also, as part of that, you're locking down those methods. You're saying, look, I'm exposing these to you, and they're not going to change. You don't have to worry about me fiddling with these or changing how they work or what they return, more importantly. These are set in stone. You can depend on them. However, let's say you also have maybe protected methods on this class, and the person who pulls in your code extends the class, and they need to tweak a couple things. Maybe they're fixing a bug in your own code, or maybe your code proceeds in a way that is not quite right for their project. So they override that method, and they tweak it as they need to. No problem there, really, until you're refactoring the parent class. So let's say you're working on the class, and as part of a refactor, you realize you no longer need that protected method anymore. So you delete it. But one consequence of deleting it is now if anyone was depending upon that code to be executed, well, now their code is going to break. So as the argument goes, by opening yourself up to inheritance, in some ways you're locking yourself down to making changes to the code base. You no longer have as much freedom as you did before. You have to be a little more careful about those changes. Now, there's other arguments in favor of final classes, but they all kind of revolve around the same structure. And all too often, it seems to be more about encouraging you or nudging you in the right direction. This is what I most often see. And you know what? I definitely see some merit. I do see situations where you might want to make your classes final. But let's talk about maybe some of the opposing views and the opposing arguments. There's an example I like to use for discussions like this. I first heard it from DHH, who is the creator of Ruby on Rails, and it relates to the usage of knives. And the conversation might go like this. One person says to another, "Hey, I need to cut this. It's very sharp. Would you hand me your knife?" And the other replies and says, "Ugh, you might cut yourself. Can't do it. Can't take that risk." And so the first person replies again, "Well, I'm an adult. I'm 35 years old. I think I know how to use a knife. Please give me the knife. I need to cut this." And once again, "Sorry, like I said earlier, I can't do it. It's too risky. It's for your own good. You're not getting the knife." And interactions like this have so many parallels to discussions I see in the PHP community, and probably the coding community as a whole, but I especially see it in the PHP world. It is this idea that you know best, and you are going to put these rules in place that will cascade down and benefit everyone else. And here's the thing. Whether or not that's true doesn't change the fact that it annoys me, right? It's a personality thing, and that's why we've talked about it on the podcast before. For example, here's a discussion you and I might have. I could say, "Look, when you made that class final, you messed up a portion of my day because I did need to change something. And because it was final, I either had to copy your code or I had to do something different entirely, and it messed part of my day up." Or in other words, you took something that was flexible, that I could shape however I needed to, and you made it rigid and you messed up part of my day. Now you, if you were a proponent of final classes, might respond and say, "Look, I'm sorry it messed up part of your day, but it was still leading you in the right direction. And you know what? I probably saved you from yourself because what you should have been doing is this, this, and this when you were trying to do that. And it was not a good idea to do that. So I'm helping you. I'm encouraging you. I understand that you think I made this code less flexible, but from my point of view, I was pointing out that there's some abstraction missing there and you should focus on that instead." And end scene. This is a very common conversation that takes place. And usually what ends up happening is everyone's talking past each other, because in many ways, it's just a different set of sensibilities here. And I have to say, from my perspective, that appeal to authority always rubs me the wrong way. That argument of, "Look, it's for your own good," it doesn't gel with me. It might gel with you, which is great. But for me, even if it's true, I don't like that. I don't like somebody twisting my arm or holding my arm to keep me from doing something that I want to do. So again, notice how your personality has such an influence on this stuff, and it's why it cascades down to the code you write or the politics you have. It's all the same stuff. It's your basic sensibilities. So when it does come to something like this, even though I can generally get behind the idea that if you want to reach for inheritance, the likelihood that there's probably a better alternative, I think, is pretty high. And this is why we do have mantras like favorite composition over inheritance. So I can agree with that and still disagree with you holding my arm. Because you know what? If I decide that I do need to inherit a class, it's my business. You don't need to be part of that equation. Now, in terms of other arguments, for example, the one that says, "Look, if you inherit my class and then you override a protected method, assuming it's going to be called, and maybe you change something, you do something else, you update a property, whatever, because you've done that, I now have less freedom to update the parent class because I now have to worry about breaking your code as soon as I deploy it." Now, I do understand this argument. Anyone who has ever managed an open source project has probably encountered this, where people do things that you don't expect. This happens all the time. You can expose, or you can make explicit what your interface is. But here's the thing. you're not going to predict every single use case. And if 100,000 people pull in your code, you better believe at least hundreds of them are going to need to do something that you didn't anticipate. And they're going to try to tweak things or change things or override things or inherit things. It's just the way it goes. So I do understand both arguments here, but I'm still inclined to say, look, what I have declared here as part of the interface or as part of what I've annotated as my API or just whatever I've made public, whatever you choose, I'm more inclined to say, look, those are the things I am honoring. If you want to override these other methods that I never intended for you to interact with, then be my guest, but proceed at your own risk. You need to override those with the understanding that it could change in the future. And if so, you're going to need to adjust. But I'm not going to be locked down because you're depending upon something that I didn't mean to expose to you. And I think that might be more of my instinct, more to say, look, proceed at your own risk. Here's what I'm going to honor. Beyond that, proceed at your own risk. And it's true, that's not going to solve the problems because there's still going to be people who do dive in and who do get angry when you change things and who do create GitHub issues complaining. And that's just how it is. And so that is where I do understand how some people might say, look, I'm just going to make it final because I didn't intend for you to do this. And now you're making it my problem when you changed it. And then I pushed an update that changed things. And now you're mad at me. And I didn't mean for any of this to happen. In the future, all my classes are going to be final. Like I do get that mindset and it's completely valid. So you just have to decide for yourself. Now, if you want my instinct, and of course, I reserve the right to change it at any point, but where I currently line up is this. For code that you are distributing to the world, whether it's framework code or library code or package code, I can't say I'm on board with defaulting to final. I think there's a little bit of hubris there to do it, to say, I know best, this is how I intend for the class to be used, and I'm going to force it, and I'm going to grab your hand and lock you from doing what you shouldn't be doing. I find a little hubris there. However, for company code or team code or personal code, I think you do whatever you want there. So here's an example. I could imagine the team saying, look, we've been burned too many times, so we're going to default to final classes. And that way, for anyone else, including newer developers or entry-level people, they will immediately know we're trying to encourage them to reach for composition. Now, there will be situations where inheritance is the right choice, but they have to fight for why that's the case. You don't default to it. You have to fight for why that final keyword should be removed. I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to implement at your own company. So as with everything, and this all sort of depends on the scenario, you might find in some contexts at your company, you do default to final, but maybe for your personal code that nobody else will ever use, you don't care. Maybe for framework code or library code, it's too risky to mark things as final, and that's okay. That's how these things were meant to be used. These are not laws. These are not binary. You have to decide for each project what makes sense.